This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, The Way Wounds Work. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There are lots of things that make people more prone to having serious wounds. Diabetes, old age, being bedridden, or injecting drugs. That may seem obvious, but the wounds of addiction are often hidden under sleeves, beneath pants, and often they are buried in shame. As the opioid crisis escalates, doctors are worried that these wounds are becoming more common. Alana Gordon recently visited a place that offers some simple steps to avoid serious complications.
This outreach clinic is under one of Philadelphia's main transit lines, in a spot that has lots of drug use. It's inside the city's big needle exchange. Next to a lively waiting area is a sort of revolving door of students, doctors, volunteers, nurses, social workers, all circulating through one of three exam rooms.
I'm Laura Bamford. I am the medical director here at Clinica Bienestar.
Laura is wearing a cardigan with birds on it, no white coat. She's an HIV doctor with a health center called FIGHT. She's here on Wednesdays. She sees lots of wounds.
I think every week I'm draining abscesses here and treating people for skin and soft tissue infections.
But if you really want to know about caring for wounds, Laura tells me to find the nurse.
People don't want to show just anybody their wound. A lot of times when we're talking about wounds, we're also talking about drug use, and those things are so taboo.
That's Nurse Sheila Dand, and wounds are her jam.
This is where we keep some of our medical supplies.
She opens up a nearby cabinet. It's filled with bandages and ointments. She says caring for wounds is a bit art, a bit science, lots of teamwork with the patient, and most of all, experimentation and figuring out which bandages and dressings make the most sense.
What's your favorite bandage?
I really just like a foam bandage. It absorbs, but it also protects, so it's kind of cushiony. And it also has this kind of covering that's waterproof, and it can stay on for like 5 days. So it's just perfect for somebody who's maybe sleeping outside. It's going to keep their wound really clean. It's not going to come off with water or with moisture or anything. I love it. Thank you for asking me. It's like, I know exactly what to say.
Oh, wow.
I'll take it once every 8 hours.
Okay. My name is Montrell Pulley. I came the day to get checked out for an abscess that I got in the process of using heroin.
Montrell is 46. He's in one of the exam rooms. He rolls up his pants and shows me his lower leg. He points to a scab. It's a little red. He says the wound used to be a lot worse.
I was injected in my leg and in my ankle, and that's what caused it.
What does it feel like under there?
It's pain. It's pain. That's all it is pain.
Wounds associated with injecting drugs happen for a few reasons. There's the repeated wear and tear from a needle breaking through the skin. That can damage veins. It can lead to skin and tissue infections, or worse. Some wounds can last for months, even years. And certain spots on the body are more prone to problems, like the legs and the neck. There's also something else, something ubiquitous that can cause them. Bacteria. Again, Laura, the doctor.
So every time someone introduces a needle through the skin, it has the potential to introduce bacteria and fungi into all those places.
Bacteria can lead to serious infections when it gets in our bodies, from the skin, down to the bone, through the blood, and into the heart. With all these risks, the best way to prevent wounds is pretty obvious. Don't inject. But Laura and others here see lots of patients in the throes of addiction. So she often goes over safer ways to inject to help reduce the infection risks. For example, clean the skin first with an alcohol wipe. Use boiled or sterile water when preparing drugs.
If it's tap water or even bottled water, that can be contaminated with bacteria and fungi.
Even bottled water?
Even bottled water. It's not sterile.
She says clean supplies are key. If a needle has been used even once before, that tip becomes what's called barbed. You can't see it with the naked eye, but it can cause lots of trauma to the area. Even if a person takes all these precautions, the drug itself might be contaminated. And so if and when bacteria does get into the body fights back. It often forms a pocket filled with pus, what's called an abscess, to trap the bacteria.
It sends a whole bunch of white blood cells to that area, and the white blood cells are what cause the abscess, you know, that would create like the pus and the purulence.
The skin may become swollen and painful. Laura often prescribes antibiotics, but when that doesn't help, a person may need more intense care. Sheila Dand, the nurse, says tending to any of this first requires trust.
I was surprised when I started doing this how the extent to which people will go through to hide their wounds. And they're easy to hide.
Sheila says a lot of people may be afraid or embarrassed to show a wound, especially one that's just not healing, because they can smell really bad and look pretty gruesome.
Some people have had the experience of showing somebody their wounds and them reacting poorly, and that could be a nurse or a medical provider who just doesn't have a lot of experience with wound care.
When you got people up there that talk to you so bad, you just say, forget everything, I'm leaving.
Mantra Tully, the guy who came into the clinic to have his wound checked, says the problem cuts deeper. He says hospital staff have talked down to him.
Why would anybody go anywhere to seek help?
But Mantra says there's another reason people avoid the hospital. He says he's not using anymore, but for people who are, being in the hospital for days or weeks may mean having to withdraw from drugs, which for many can be like the flu on steroids times 100.
And I've done that, you know, left the hospital because I didn't want to go through the withdrawals, not having no heroin.
These competing drug cravings and the stigma of drug use make for a really messy situation for patients and for doctors when it comes to wounds. Some hospitals around the country have started responding by treating the symptoms of withdrawal with special medications at the same time as caring for the wound. For people who won't seek help, clinics like this one are trying something else.
The wound band.
Sheila Dand, the wound nurse, shows me a mobile unit parked outside the clinic. This big van travels to several homeless encampments. And inside, there's an exam table, wound kits, sterile water. Sheila will even give out sandwiches. Nourishment, she says, is key for wounds to heal.
Somebody with a wound needs double the amount of protein, and their body utilizes double the amount of protein than somebody who doesn't have a wound that needs healing. So protein's really significant.
A wound can become really dangerous, though, really fast. If that bacteria spreads to the heart, it can lead to an infection called endocarditis. Elise Worsell has been studying this. She's an infectious disease doctor at Tufts Medical Center in Boston.
It's a life-threatening condition. It often needs a valve replacement, which is a costly and very dangerous procedure at times.
In her own practice, Elise started noticing more and more people coming in with really severe infections related to drug use. So she started mining through national billing data and found a concerning trend. Between 2000 and 2013, admission rates for endocarditis among people who use drugs went from 7 to 12%. And not just that, those admitted were younger. It reflects, she says, that a newer generation of people are injecting drugs.
I think it was a big increase, and I think the interesting part, too, is that we ended in 2013, and now we're in 2018, and everything from 2013 we know has just skyrocketed. It was only the beginning.
Estoy aquí todos los miércoles y necesito algo, ¿ok? Cuídese. Oh, es mi placer. Okay.
Inside the clinic in Philadelphia, HIV physician Laura Bamford emerges from an exam room after spending about an hour with a regular patient. He's smiling. Laura is beaming. Actually, she looks relieved. She just drained his abscess.
The abscess is full of fluid, and so once you relieve all that pressure, yeah, it feels instantly better. Sorry, it's really gross.
Laura says despite the uphill battles in keeping up with serious wounds, there's a special kind of satisfaction in treating them. Sheila Dand, the nurse, says doing so can also help begin to address the deeper wounds of addiction.
And so, yeah, we'll talk about people's life stories, but then we'll also talk about, you know, have you overdosed in the past X amount of time? Do you have Narcan? Do you know how to use it? I mean, you're like, you're cleaning someone's body, you know, wrapping them up and bandaging them up. It's really caring.
This story was reported by Alana Gordon.